This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's been a crazy day. No, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. You know, I say it every night. I mean it sincerely. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I really would like to believe it has to do with the high IQ you have. Anyway, I do appreciate it, and you got so much going on tonight. David Horowitz is going to join us sometime during the night, and I got so much that I want to ask him. I love when he's on the show because he goes like I do. He goes like a million miles an hour, right? And he hits so many. You could do 3 hours with this guy alone, seriously. And his wealth and all. The thing I love about him, some of you remember, he used to call himself Red Diaper Baby. Remember that? He was born in a communist house. His parents hated, not disliked, hated this country, which I never understand. Why do people move? Do you go to restaurants where you can't stand the food? Because that would just show what a moron you are. Why would you go there and buy food you hate? Why would you go to places where you hate the atmosphere? I don't like the beach. Okay, just lost a third of the audience. But I don't like the beach. I'm not a beach guy. So I'm not going to go hanging out in the beach so you can go running around, screaming, making all kinds of noise, kicking up sand. You know, then I got to do something physical to you to make you stop kicking up sand. Then I go to jail. It's so bad. It's a mess. Instead, I'd rather go to the forest. I like the woods. It's nice and quiet. There's trees and grass and little animals you can shoot if you need to eat later. You know what I'm saying? Just what? Did I say something wrong?
Not for me.
No. Living off the land. Seriously. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway. Okay, got to go on my haters rant for a second. Remember how I used to tell you I would never let anybody speak ill of those on the left? You know, say that they were sick people and all that stuff. I didn't like it because I didn't think it was right to make that kind of assessment. Well, I'm now of the mindset, assess away. Seriously. This has gotten out of control with these people. These people who were in mourning when Hugo Chavez died, right? I mean, the great leader who took one of the most wealthiest countries on the planet and flushed it down the toilet. They're eating dead animals now. They're eating dead dogs. They're eating, you know, they're piling their dead in the street. But he was such a hero. Right? And then Fidel Castro, he dies. And everybody's in mourning. Look what he did for his people, a revolutionary. Anybody who calls Fidel Castro a revolutionary is one serious, sick person. Right? And now, Barbara Bush, gone. And I can't believe the nasties that are being written about her from the left. Even people close to me, and I know some of you listen to the show, and I know who you are, you're sick people. to go after that woman, you know, that woman has done more in a day in her life than some of you who are writing about her have done in your whole lives, your whole sick, little, pathetic, self-centered lives. Can you tell I'm a little upset? I go after people all the time. There's a lot of people out there I don't like. If President Obama died this afternoon, I would not be saying some of the things that these people said. Would I still say he was a lousy president? Yes. Would I still say I didn't believe in some of the stuff he did? Yes. Would I call him some of the names these people have called Barbara Bush? No. Some of you know about that Fresno State professor who was actually now she may be the one in the news, but go look at it at Facebook. There are friends and people around you. You'll see how sick they are. Because I'm sorry, this is one of those things that really steps over the line, and this would be the point where if you own guns, I would take them away from you. Because that's how sick I feel this is. Now, that Fresno State professor who's gloating over Barbara Bush's death says, I will be fired. You know why? She says she won't be fired because she's got tenure. She goes, the bio for this professor says, Professor Rhonda Jara is an award-winning novelist, short story. You got to go look at her Facebook page. It is sick. Award-winning novelist, short story writer, essayist, and translator. She serves as the executive director of RAWI, the Radius of Arab American Writers. Gerard's first tweet on Bush's death stated, Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal. Effing out of here with your nice words. Isn't that nice of her? Isn't that compassion to a grieving man? And even if you couldn't stand her, what's the deal? Right? You can't just keep your mouth shut? But guys like you, or ladies like you, well, I don't know if I want to call her a lady, people like you, you probably thought Hugo Chavez was a genius and a hero. Che Guevara, you probably thought he was the best thing to mankind. Right? I probably even a closet Hitler lover at this point. Yeah, I said it. You use it. You guys on the left, you've made that word Hitler of no effect. You're doing it again. Because everybody you don't like is either Hitler-esque or Nazi-esque. You're screwing things up bad. And you don't even have the guts. Never mind. Hey, I'm Joe, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Our mad black conservative will join us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly just being part of the conversation. Now, I'm going to bring him in real quick because I always enjoy when he's on with me. Corey Duncan joins us. He's our mad black conservative man, and I'll tell you what, I've already got him. I got him wound up during the break, so I know he's going to hit the ground running like a bulldozer. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. and I'm bulldozing and steamrolling along.
I know you are. You know, I got some stuff that's going to poke your eyeballs out. You ready for this? We'll do a couple things. First, I love the comments you were making earlier. Hopefully you'll come up with them again. So first, let me tell you, the loons on the left, right, the Castro-loving, the Hugo Chavez-loving, you know, I get probably closet Hitler-loving, loons on the left, who mourned the death of these guys, is now having a field day making fun of Barbara Bush, okay? Ditching the Bush family, same thing with her, calling her a racist, and what did she ever do to deserve this much honor? I'm going, my God, all right, I give. This is a sickness now. These people are truly and honestly sick, period. What you got to say?
Well, what I'll say is this.
Like, I don't know.
You know, when people want to sit out and they want to say about liberals have any kind of class, this proves that that's totally wrong. This is no more than a bunch of ignorant people. And as I told you during the break, and I'm going to say it again, these are the kind of people that get their kicks. You know, standing in the middle of an intersection and, like, putting tacks or putting nails in the middle of the street to wait for people to ride over and get flat tires, or the kind of people that wait for a car wreck and, you know, it's slobbering at the mouth or whatever. You know, you don't do stuff like this. You know, mind you, I was surprised, and I was kind of waiting for this to see what direction would the liberals go in because of the Bush is not liking President Trump too much. I said, well, they might give her a pass. Well, even going home to heaven, they're going to still. But let this have been, let's see, Maxine Waters, mom or dad. Let's see. Hey, how about Barack? Maybe if it was his, you know, maybe it would be different. You know, I don't understand why this kind of stuff happens, and nobody denounces it or anything.
Well, who's going to denounce it?
From the liberal side.
They're sick people. They're not going to denounce it. Look at they're covering their butts because they're out there going, oh, this is really bad, and, you know, we're going to miss her, and this is a bad thing. It's a line of crud. They don't really mean it. You and I both know they don't really mean it. Right?
Well, see, the whole thing of it is they don't miss it. They just playing up to you know, trying to make themselves look bad. But then we'll find out come Saturday night to see what Saturday Night Live has to say about it. I wouldn't be surprised if they put a skit in there about it. I mean, they do everything else, and it's like, you know, you can attack Sarah Palin's kids, but just as soon as you attack a liberal's kids or whatever, then, it's always going to be the left double standard. It's always going to be like that.
Yeah, and again, it never stops. It never goes away. And they don't see anything wrong with it. Look, they're coming up with a new law here in California where what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass a law where you cannot get counseling if you're gay. If you're attracted to another man, you're a man attracted to another man, and you want to go get help for it because you believe it's wrong, you can't. You can. It'll actually be against the law for a counselor or a psychologist to counsel you out of that, if you would. All right, but it gets better than that. All right, and what I mean by that is if a church goes on a retreat and they have anti-gay or anti-lesbian conversation, guess what happens?
Uh-huh.
They get charged. They can get a penalty. The pastor could end up in jail. I mean, these people have lost their blankety blank minds.
No, you lost your mind. See, here it is.
Because I'm still here.
I got a couple of friends, got some real estate, and, you know, I got a couple acres. So how about you just take and come on and get on out of California while you can? Because, I mean, it's some of the silliest laws. And I don't understand how you even operate there, Joe. I really don't. I mean, for a while I knew you were crazy, but now I'm pretty much I'm sure you're crazy because anyone that tells, any time a state tells someone that if you have space in your house and you have land that they're trying to pass a law out there, I heard through the grapevine once again this week, that you have to allow illegal immigrants to stay in your house. Stay on your land.
Yeah, stay on your land. They're going to build these little in-law apartments, these 200 or 300 square foot
in-law apartments. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Have they left the reactor? Has it been a core meltdown? There has to be something. Because nobody can be.
I
understand. Because if you live close to Baltimore, you understand exactly. Anytime a 17-year-old or 18-year-old can kill you and they're a man, but they can't get tried for being an adult until they turn 21. Okay, right. Yeah.
Woo! Wait a minute. I want you to know something. I want you to know, because they've been smoking this stuff for a long time. The people of L.A., the Los Angeles News, they voted this in. They voted to allocate money for them to be able to build little homes for the homeless. The part of the fine print they didn't read was that they could build those in your backyard.
The reason I didn't comment real fast is because I had to get my blood pressure down. Because this is the most. I mean, it's almost better than New York about the butter popcorn. No, you can't use that much butter popcorn. No.
Yeah, and you can't have that much to drink. And. Yeah, it does. You're right. It never ends, and it's not going to end until you vote them out. And again, I was talking to somebody earlier today. We were talking about Baltimore, Chicago, Miami, D.C., San Francisco.
Detroit.
And who owns these places, right? Think about it.
Right.
Wait a minute. Got to go for a break unless you're cutting me a check. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, you can talk more about the liberals because I'll be there with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's a live chat room going on there as well. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that they've been taught, they've taught you to be afraid of. Read the book. You'll find out you don't have to be afraid of anything. I want to bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Our good buddy, Corey Duncan, joins us, who I lovingly refer to as our mad black conservative man, and I always had a lot of fun with him when he's been on the show. Corey, tell us what's been going on. I guess you went out to some kind of rally or something that was going on this week, right?
Well, Joe, we went out there. Thank you again for having me on the show. We had an awesome rally in Atlanta, Georgia, Lucretia Hughes Prosperity Rally. That was last Monday. We didn't have a real big turnout, but we had, you know, as I spoke at the end of it, Anna, the love of my life, spoke before me, and I spoke. And like I said, it's not about the quantity of people, it's the quality of people that's there and that's listening. You know, it was a lot of people that was walking past. I mean, it wasn't hot Atlanta, that's for sure. It was like mid-40s or whatever like that, and it didn't start off like in the mid-40s, but we still had a good turnout. We had enough people. We got our message and got our word out to the people that was listening. There was a lot of people that it was coming in and out of the state house, and they would chime in. But one thing I want to say is, and I also ask that we keep Lucretia Hughes in our prayers. Right now, it's not too good a time, but you know, she got some personal issues going on. But we're helping her through it. Just keep her in your prayers.
Of course.
But you know, it's interesting to me you know, in this movement, how we are always ready to take and play. You know, as long as we can sit behind our computers and drink our coffee and everything like that, man, it's okay, you know. And, then we ask the question of why this country is where it's at and why we can't get this movement. Let's not use the movement, because for some people, yeah, I think it offends them. How about let's get this party going? The Republican Party, the conservative movement, the grassroots movement, instead of, because we got a lot of people that do a lot of talking, but, you know, as they say down south, a lot of jaw-jacking, and they don't have nothing to show for it. You know, it's a difference, and it burns me up. I'm not going to go off, y'all. I'm going to try to keep it clean or whatever. But what I'm going to say is this. Please, don't no one, these armchair quarterbacks that sit up all the time and talk about, well, we should do this and we should do that, but yet you don't do anything. You don't support the next conservative person. You don't do anything. All that they do, and that's the difference between an educator, here we go, here's Corey's definition hour again, educator and an activist. An activist only brings awareness to things. They don't do anything about anything. Look at the black leaders. Their activists do what? Avalanche chase, and that's about it. So why do we have the same things in the conservative movement? We have people that will not go around the corner to support a conservative person, or even to educate young people about conservatism. But you'll be the first person to sit up and say something bad about a conservative or whatever like that. You know, it's funny, we have money to do things that we want to do when we want to do them, but then when someone else steps up, like myself, my Reach One, Teach One plan, in July 23rd to July 28th, at my home in Nine Acres, Texas, Katy, Texas. But the thing of it is, it don't matter. I'm making a dent. I'm doing something besides sitting up and making excuses all the time. I'm sick of it. This movement needs some leaders. Instead of everyone raw, activist, and I'm jealous because I can't. Everybody wants to be the next Rush Limbaugh or this person, and got a nerve to be talk about you grassroots, but you're gonna charge somebody to come and speak when you speak on Facebook like me. Are you serious?
Well, no. I told you before, they're Facebook warriors, and again, I'm not just talking to my people. I mean, some of you show up, some of you come out. I appreciate the time you spend with us, and if you have the time, you need to make the time. Some of you, you need a little pain in your life, and when I say that, if you're going to go out and support somebody, you may have to take a personal day at work. You may have to take a day off with pay, and I know that's kind of tough, but you think about what your founding fathers gave up to create this country. So no more excuses, no more, I don't have the time, I don't have the gas money, you know. You know who to hit up for money when you need it. Hit them up. Tell them don't tell them you need it for, maybe, but tell them you need a few bucks for guests or whatever. Get out there, and he's right. Support your people. You know, Facebook couldn't shut us down. They couldn't be doing what they're doing to us if conservatives would get off their couches and actually do something and make a difference. Seriously.
As usual, Joe, they say everything, do nothing, people, and I see a lot of, And I know I'm going to needle some people. I see a lot of black conservatives that we got our little following, and you know, we got our little desk with the coffee mug and everything and whatever like that. Brothers, let me explain something to you. There's a whole bunch of us on Facebook, you know, and the one thing, and people have this audacity to think that I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. My thing is, if you got a following, my God, won't you do something with it? Instead of just getting together every other two or three days, rah, 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 and then the next thing you know, we start, hey, Corey gives answers. I give a question, and I receive a question, or I give a question, and I give an answer for it. Let's move on to the next thing, instead of keep dwelling on what you heard on Fox, and just a replay, and we just all sit and discuss it, and then nobody does nothing. So, what's the point of the movement, then? Right.
Well,
exactly.
And see, if you listen to Joe Biden, you know, Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, or Creepy Joe, whatever you want to call him, Republicans don't want blacks to vote. Did you know that? Did you know that that Republicans are trying to stop working class black folks, his words, not mine, from voting? And the black community's buying into this. They actually believe this stuff. Apparently, he's forgotten, though, about Ben Carson and Tim Scott and Mia Love, you know. These people are sick, and they get it out there. And they, I don't know how they push this stuff, Corey. I don't know how they make it work.
It's easy to push. When you're talking to ignorant people, or you're talking to people that don't know any better, that is what you receive. That's what, you know, these are the people that they have in Baltimore City that they take and they pass with a 44 and tell them that that's like a 90 or 95 on a test. That's what you get. And now a lot of it is just plain ignorance. That's all it is. And ignorant people that you can tell them that the sky's made of cheese and they can take a bite out of it. I mean, that's just who they are. But they have the audacity. That's why they are called snowflakes. That's why.
Yeah, and you and I talked about this a while back, and the thing that bothers me a lot, too, is you've got the murder rate in Chicago rising on a regular basis. You told me that in Baltimore, it's out of control there. It's rising to record levels, and yet I can't find Al Sharpton. You got his number? Maybe he doesn't know about the murders going on in Chicago. Maybe he doesn't know about what's going on in Baltimore.
I bet the people at the IRS know. But anyway, but they got his number and his address. But, you know, the Baltimore situation is, you know, it's nothing you can do. You could have made me that. I could have ran for mayor and got in the industry. But I would have got nothing done because everyone is just on, you know, they just, you know, you kind of get a system of you get what you keep giving. If you continue to get it and that's what you're giving, then that's the result you're going to get. I mean, the only problem, the only thing that's going to change any of that is just the good little crack in the sky, because you can't reach none of these people. And they continue. And, I mean, you asked me the question, and I have other people that pose the question to me, even black folks of my own race pose the question to me. And I told them, I say, even what I learned, even with the degree I had with psychology, I can't register. It's just they like to be pacified. They like to be pacified, and they believe that if I just stick behind a black man or whatever, and, you know, even though I'm still as poor, and now my children are the same way, 15, 20 years into it.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him in because I always have a good time with him. Corey Duncan joins us, who we lovingly refer to as our mad black conservative man. Corey, thanks for being with us. Always like your time.
Always
appreciate
a pleasure.
Your time with us.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You know, I one of the reasons I bring you on is because when I talk about the inner cities or the communities, and not just black communities, but the inner city communities, I can't talk about it, right? I don't understand the black plight. I can't talk about abortion or women's rights because I don't have a uterus. Although I didn't know a uterus now was, do you have to have a uterus anymore to be a woman? Because they kind of... Whatever you identify it is what it is, right? You don't even have to have the body parts and pieces. So they can't use that argument with me anymore. I could be a black woman, right? No? Maybe?
Tammy can answer that question. I'll defer to answer that.
You don't want to touch that one, right? No, it's so irritating because it doesn't matter what you think, what you do. They decide what's right and what's wrong. And even if you follow their rules, because it's coming out of my mouth, it's not right. It's just craziness.
Well, see, like I told you before, these are the seeds that are the people that were the sons and daughters of that crew back in the 60s, well, the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. And now or their children after that, and it's just remarkable how this country, you just got finished talking about it, conservatives, and it's conservatives are disrespected. They basically have just basically terrified and scared conservatives to where they just don't even want to have events. And my thing is that what we have to start doing is to force the issue and to make it that it's imperative that we to be able to express how we feel politically and that we love our country and love God. We cannot allow and I see there's a lot of bullying going on and there's a lot of things that's going on. You give these rallies and then these groups show up, and the next thing people are like, I'm not going out there because it's not safe. I personally can't understand it, but in the same token, you have to stand up and take a stand. We took a stand last Monday at Lucretia Hughes' Prosperity Rally, which was totally awesome. I met some awesome speakers, and it just, it was interacting with like-minded people. But the thing of it is that it doesn't matter how many, if you don't get 50,000, if you don't get 20 people, if you don't get 50 people. It's the quality of person that you talk to, and somebody heard it. See, the thing of this is to start liberals and to make them think. Make liberals think, because that's when you turn in the tide. If you make them think, then you won't have a problem. You won't have issues that, people that's against things, you have to make them think. And then you have to educate them once they come out. There was a lot of people that just stood and just listened, whether they believed it or they didn't believe it. I mean, they still did it. So, it's crazy the world we live in now. And, hopefully with the new grassroots movement that I'm a part of, you're a part of, Lucretia, Anna, somebody has to take a stand. Somebody has to, and we gotta stop having these pockets of people and this infighting with people that want to be the next big thing. I'm not about that. What I want is to get the movement, and no matter where, if it's just me, Anthony, you, and Tammy, and the rest of us, we all got to take a stand, and whatever we do, we got to just continue to fight, because if we give up, we're not gonna have anything.
Yeah. So listen, you're a military man. You get this comment probably more than most. It's the memos and such are being released from Comey, and one of the comments that's been made over and over and over again is that President Trump promised loyalty. And one of the memos said that Comey wrote that he promised honest loyalty after Trump said he needed it. Now, I don't think that Trump was asking for loyalty to Trump. I think he was asking for loyalty to the president and to the cause of what they were trying to do, not blind loyalty to him, right?
Well, he can forget that. I mean, this is irrelevant to even be discussing about him. Comey is a liberal, and let me explain to everyone. I worked in this business. I've been in government and military for 31 years. Let me tell you something. Everyone is like 2 seconds away from their next promotion, or you out the door. So understand this. If you get rid of Cone, if you get rid of this person, if you get rid of that person, it's not going to fix it. Because right now, the deficit, it's a 60-40 split in the FBI. If in the FBI. So let's just get it straight. If you get rid of one, they're going to pull another liberal in there. And if you get rid of another one, they're going to pull another liberal in there. Because wherever your director and these deputy chiefs want, they're even down to politics, you're going to do. And it's an aspiring FBI agent. Guess what? If that's what I got to do to get to where I need to get to, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm sorry. I hate to spell it out to people like that. They're awesome people. Trust me. They're the brightest and everything. But they're politics and about moving up the ladder in the agency or even in the FBI or, you know, in the bureau is the same thing. Every agency is like that. And if you don't believe it, then guess what? I got a car back in Jersey with no doors on it and three wheels, and I want to sell it to you.
Well, I guess, look, at what I'm trying to say to clarify for some people was, do you remember when President Obama got caught on open mic reaching over to President Medvedev or whatever his name was out of Russia and saying, you know, saying, hey, I'll have more flexibility after the election. So, you know, the right jumped all over that, saying, look, he's in collusion with the Russian. Look, they're doing something together. Why didn't he tell us what he meant by that? The left jumped all over that and just said, look, coming up on the election, the president's hands are tied and he can't do this and he can't do that. Right. But in this case, I believe the President Trump was simply asking for Comey's loyalty to him and his administration as opposed to the past administration, as opposed to the party. He can say all he wanted to. He wasn't a Republican or a Democrat. That was junk. That wasn't true. That was a lie. Right.
Right. Well, I look at it like this. You work for the man. But yet, you're working for a president that's gone. And he's gone, but yet you're still doing, you know, it's like you're still pushing his agenda, but this president is in there. One thing I say about President Trump, when he came in there, he was a little bit misled about how these people work. He came in the door thinking, well, they'll take and they'll just, you know, they'll just act right or get on board with the plan. No, they're not going to do that. I mean, come on, toss them on a gum bush. Let's get it together.
No, I agree with you. I think the swamp is a heck of a lot deeper. It's a heck of a lot worse. It's a heck of a lot murkier than even he thought it was. I really believe that. And not that I think he's an idiot. I just think that, you know, he probably thought it was the same political
atmosphere.
No, he's
not an idiot. He was just a little naive about how these people work. They're patriots, but they're patriots until they figure out, well, you know, to move up to this level, you're going to have to be this way. You know, everybody sells out. It's just, you know, it's no more morality about how people do things. I'm not saying that all these agents and the bureau and the agency is like that. It, not all of them, but the majority of them, it is. I'm just sorry to give everybody the bad news. It's not like that.
Well, I love this because when in one of the memos, Comey talks about McCabe. And he basically says McCabe is a good man. He's an honest man. He's a man of integrity. But even men of integrity lie once in a while. All right? However, President Trump, they're all over him. Now, nobody was outraged by that comment. But President Trump, they're all over him. And what's the biggest reason they're all over him? Because they say he's a liar. He does nothing but lie. He doesn't tell the truth. Well, heck, even a man of integrity lies once in a while, according to the left. It's just, the double standard, triple standards that they have for us are amazing. Go quick, we're running out of time.
And it is like when Michelle Reed leaned over at the flag ceremony and leaned over and said and whispered to him that all of this for a flag. Really? Yeah. See, you know, but it was okay for her to make those kind of comments, just like it was okay for Barack to do things. But you know, but it's Whitey's fault. Remember.
Yeah, no, I already got that. I got your reparation check ready, and as soon as I make enough money, I'll send it out to you. Seriously. So anyway, hey, tell people.
Take it and get me some fried chicken and watermelon with it, okay?
You're going to get me killed. Quick, tell people where to find you. Quick, you're running out of time.
Corey Black is there. Always check us out on Facebook, Corey, Anna, and Fran Show. Always check us out. God bless, and just keep on pushing. Don't give up, people.
I never give up. I'm too stupid or stubborn to give up. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Got a lot more coming up. Surprise guests in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. All right.